Welcome to MadTech Daily. I'm your host, Dot, bringing you the latest in the ever-evolving ad tech and media landscape. Today, we're diving into some significant shifts in the industry, starting with Business Insider's major workforce reduction. The publication has announced it's cutting 21% of its staff as part of a restructuring strategy that prioritizes artificial intelligence and expands its live events division. This marks their third significant round of layoffs in as many years, affecting employees across all departments. CEO Barbara Peng explained in an internal memo that the company is pulling back from editorial areas that no longer deliver meaningful audience engagement. However, the Insider Union isn't taking this lying down. They've criticized the decision as another example of Axel Springer's brazen pivot away from journalism toward greed, suggesting these cuts represent a shift from journalistic values to commercial priorities. In other news, Discord is testing a new in-app currency called Discord Orbs. This digital token system rewards users for engaging with advertiser-driven content through their promotional quest program. Users can earn orbs by watching sponsored videos or streaming specific games to friends. These orbs aren't just virtual trophies. They can be redeemed for standard items in the Discord shop and exclusive perks like limited-time badges and 3-day access to Discord Nitro, the platform's premium service. Currently, the program is only available to a limited group of users globally, with wider rollout expected based on beta feedback. Finally, Apple is facing fresh regulatory challenges in Europe. The tech giant has been given less than 30 days to overhaul its App Store practices after the European Commission published its full ruling on Digital Markets Act violations. Remember, Apple was already hit with a 500 million euro fine in March for breaching anti-steering provisions. Under the DMA, Apple must allow app developers to inform users about alternative purchasing options outside the App Store without imposing additional fees. The Commission has also warned Apple against introducing replacement policies that achieve the same restrictive outcome. That's all for today's MadTech Daily. I'm Dot. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you tomorrow with more updates from the world of ad tech and media.